55 boys were part of a bold experiment in the early 1960s. They were placed in an intensive summer school program, and if they finished, the headmasters of 16 prep schools agreed to enroll them, all tuition paid. The boys were all poor. Almost all of them were black. That experiment evolved into an institution that celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. It's called A Better Chance. The organization is funded by individuals, foundations, and corporations. From NPR's new Code Switch team reporting on race, ethnicity, and culture, Shireen Marisol Meraji has our profile.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, singer-songwriter Tracy Chapman, and Luis Uiñas, the president of the Ford Foundation, are among the nearly 14,000 A Better Chance alumni. And soon, you can add these two names to that list.
My name is Frank Hernandez. I'm a senior here at Thatcher.
My name is Mahogany Monet, and I'm a junior at the Thatcher School.
Frank Hernandez and Mahogany Monet are A Better Chance scholars at a boarding school in idyllic Ojai, California. The campus sits on 425 acres, complete with citrus groves and more than 100 horses. Along with rigorous academic requirements, students have to care for and ride the horses.
I was super nervous for that. And I remember talking to a girl next to me. She was like, oh yeah, I've ridden before. And she gets on her horse and she's doing like amazing things. I'm just like, oh my God, what am I doing?
Mahogany and Frank described their first few weeks at the Thatcher School as exciting and totally overwhelming.
The only thing that ever came close to it was Astro Camp in fifth grade, which we were gone for like 3 days maybe.
Frank grew up in a working-class Latino neighborhood in Santa Ana. His dad's a truck driver. His mom?
She is a factory worker. She assembles extension cords and things like that.
Mahogany's mom, a single parent, raised her in South Los Angeles.
And my mom's a high school English teacher, so she kind of knew the schooling system in L.A., and she was like, I don't really want my daughter to go to school in L.A., or at least not a public school.
Instead, she's at a boarding school just 90 minutes away, where a good number of her classmates are very well off. Mahogany's neighborhood public high school graduates less than half of its students, and most of the kids that go there are poor.
We're talking about families for whom independent boarding or day school would be completely out of their reach.
That's Sandra Timmons.
And I'm privileged to be the president of A Better Chance.
Timmons says since its inception, A Better Chance has been a talent scout for prep schools looking for diversity. In the 60s, a majority of the students were black and poor.
The original topic was poverty. You educate people to become leaders and to help raise these communities out of poverty in many ways.
Today, Timmons says, A Better Chance is about changing the face of leadership in the U.S. to better reflect its demographics. Latinos are a much bigger part of the program. So are Asians. Middle-class students have a shot, too. Hopefuls write essays, provide letters of recommendation, go through an intense interview process. And if they make it in, A Better Chance works to match them with its schools. It's competitive. Last year, less than a quarter of the 2,500 students who applied were placed.
What they're really looking for are students for whom education is a priority.
Derek Perry is the director of annual giving at Thatcher. He also went there as an A Better Chance scholar in the early 80s. He says, like Frank Hernandez and Mahogany Monet, he had to acclimate to boarding school.
My home, coming from a typical African American, was full of bluster and yelling and screaming. And that's not the norm in a white dominant culture.
But Perry says he learned what he considers a valuable skill, one that helped him graduate from an Ivy League college and climb the economic ladder.
It's very important for talented students of color to come to a school like this to learn the language of the dominant culture. They tend, at a pace like Thatcher, to have conversations that are muted and rely on rhetoric, and to learn, A, that it wasn't threatening, and B, I could thrive in it, was a valuable tool for me when I went from Thatcher to Dartmouth.
And he died for Daisy, which is not surprising.
What do you mean that's not surprising?
Because his whole life has been revolved around her, so I think if he were to die a certain way...
Mahogany Monet is one of 14 students discussing the Great Gatsby in an AP English class at Thatcher. The students sit around a large oval table, and their teacher sits right alongside them. Mahogany says she loves her teachers and the small class sizes, but there have been times where she's felt very vulnerable.
For example, freshman year, we were reading Maya Angelou, and I was the only black student in my class, and I had particular feelings I had about it. But sometimes you couldn't always feel like you could express them because you feel like you were expected to talk for all Black people. I am one person. I can't speak for everyone. I can only speak for my experiences and what I've gone through personally.
Mahogany is telling the story of being the only Black student in a prep school class 50 years after the creation of A Better Chance. The program's leaders say they want to help make stories like that obsolete in boarding schools and boardrooms. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.
And the Thatcher student we met at the start of this story, Frank Hernandez, graduates today. This fall, he'll attend President Obama's alma mater, Occidental College in Southern California.